Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
ALCS Game 7 is tonight. Seattle at Toronto. Orioles baseball has been over for quite a while. The offseason continues to be quiet. We'll talk some Orioles now as we head up to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun and joins us now. And Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So are you surprised at how quiet this managerial search is? We only know of one interview, and that came from a New York writer who probably talked to Luis Rojas himself and told him he got interviewed, but nothing else has come out from Baltimore. Are you expecting to hear anything sooner, or are you just assuming it's Manzolino's job? Where are you in all this?
You know, I think that historically, when these announcements are typically made, it's usually the week before or the weeks following the World Series. So I think that we're kind of right just getting into the window of when these types of hires are typically made. But with all of the, you know, number of vacancies that are open right now, I imagine there are guys with several different interviews that are probably meeting with several different teams, so that could be slowing the process down. And also, you know, the Orioles could be interested in guys that are on the staffs of teams that are still playing. And obviously we have a Game 7 with the ALCS and the Dodgers, whose bench coach could be a candidate. So there are, I think, a lot of reasons why we haven't really heard the gears starting to turn yet, but it's something that I imagine once it picks up, it will so quickly.
So, Matt, let me just nail down on part of my question, because I'm curious your thoughts. Do you think Manzolino is going to end up getting this job, or do you think it will be an outside hire as we sit right now?
I do think that it's still a long shot for him right now. You know, I'd imagine that he, you know, we haven't heard anything about him not being in the running. We haven't heard anything of him being connected to other organizations, despite the fact that, you know, he kind of hinted at maybe being open to those kinds of interviews if they were to pop up. So I still don't think it's likely that he comes back and is the manager next season, but I wouldn't rule him out just yet.
We also haven't heard anything about the Orioles creating openings on their staff at all. We haven't heard about, you know, as much as Mike Elias talked about introspection and soul searching and, you know, trying to find new ways to do things. I could be remiss, maybe I overlooked it, but I don't believe anyone's been let out of their contract or relieved of their duties in terms of any of the staff beyond Manzolino. Does that mean anything to you?
No, and you're right. We haven't heard anything in that regard, and I actually asked Elias myself at his end-of-season press conference if he was going to be making any staff changes, and he declined to comment at that time. So, you know, obviously with the state of their coaching staff, it was a very inexperienced staff. A lot of guys who were in their first or second years on major league staffs, you know, for example, Robinson Chirinos, bench coach, first year as a bench coach, Buck Britton, first year on the staff. Drew French had only been a pitching coach at that title with the Orioles for the past 2 years. Before that, he was a bullpen coach. So a lot of guys in positions they hadn't been in before. So I would imagine, especially if they were to go out and to get an experienced manager, that he's going to probably want to bring in his own staff. Now, if the Orioles go for maybe someone who's more inexperienced, or if they decide to bring Manzolino back, I could see them, you know, keeping at least some of those guys in town. But I think, honestly, it's going to depend on who they hire and what the terms are of whenever they do come to that agreement.
I'm talking to Matt Weirich. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Matt, I don't think we've spoken to you since it eventually came out that Mike got promoted. And then we get to hear from him at the end of the season, and he's like, I'm not in any rush to hire a new GM. Where are you on all of that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's certainly weird. Not coming out and announcing a major promotion in your front office. I mean, I don't think that at the end of the day, it really changes a whole lot in terms of, you know, who's making the decisions and organizing the day-to-day. You know, as long as Michael Elias still hasn't hired a general manager, you know, his full title is president of baseball operations and general manager. He's still the top guy making all of these calls and ultimately pulling the strings where it matters. So until they bring in somebody else, it's for me, in my judgment of the front office, it doesn't change a whole lot. But certainly I'm very interested to know what kind of general manager they bring in, because obviously, you know, there's still going to be somebody who, you know, falls under Mike Elias's purview and certainly is going to be executing his vision. But what kind of hire they make, I think, will signal, you know, just how maybe seriously they're taking these internalizations and talk of changing things seriously.
Sounds like the San Francisco Giants are going way outside the box.
Yeah.
Hiring the skipper from the Tennessee Vols to come in. And they've got some kids in their system who've been high-ranking prospects who've come out of that program. Do you have any sort of thoughts on that and the odds that we see anything remotely outside the box from this regime?
You know, I do think that is really interesting for a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, it's very different in MLB versus NFL or NBA to hire someone from the college ranks. It's such a different system in terms of how you're getting players to produce and develop and things like that. But also just coming from Buster Posey being, the president of baseball operations over there, a former player, somebody who, you know, I think maybe is looking for somebody who he identifies with in a baseball mind sense, as opposed to the Orioles, who are coming at it with a Yale grad as their president of baseball operations, certainly viewing things through that different of a lens. Now, I do think that the Orioles and Giants are at different points. I mean, both have a lot of pressure to win right now. Certainly the Giants, for their lack of success now, really going on almost a decade since their dynasty kind of fell. But for the Orioles, it's about getting these guys that have never done it before over the hump, a lot of younger players, maybe not on big deals like you do see in San Francisco, who at least have a lot of veterans. So I do think that we are going to see probably maybe more of a traditional hire with the Orioles. It still feels like experience is the most likely way they go. Somebody who's won at the major league level before to kind of shepherd and show the way for what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is still a very, very young clubhouse in Baltimore.
Well, Matt, let me ask you about two guys that the industry says they are interested in, for what it's worth, and that's Ryan Flaherty and Albert Pujols. Do either of those make any sense to you?
I mean, both were veterans as players and certainly, have won at the major league level as players and can kind of have that voice. I do think that anytime you bring somebody into a position they've never had before, that's a certain level of gamble, perhaps a bigger gamble than it would be to take on somebody who has at least sat in the manager's chair before. But, you know, I think that Pujols and Flaherty have both been eyed as potential managers for a while now. Even back when they were still playing, they kind of had that pedigree about them from players and coaches that they worked with. So it certainly doesn't surprise me to see either of them being connected to the Orioles. Where just how far they get into the managerial interview process with the Orioles and other teams, I think is going to be telling, because, you know, if we get down to it and, you know, there are two or three teams that are interested in these guys and the Orioles went out on them, I think I'd feel a lot better about it than if I, you know, just only heard the Orioles were interested in this guy and they pluck him kind of seemingly out of nowhere.
Obviously, the last few off seasons, Corbin Burns aside, there hasn't been a whole lot of pizzazz. This doesn't look like it's going to be the greatest free agent class in the history of the world, but dudes will get paid. What is your level of expectation that – let's take the pitchers out of it, because everybody knows they're going to do something about pitchers – that they address the middle of their lineup in a meaningful way from outside the organization. And I'm not talking about prospects. I'm talking about a dude who has a proven major
legit
league resume,
yeah,
that he would bat between 3 and 6 in pretty much any lineup and on any team.
No, I kind of think they have to. I mean, this is an organization that fundamentally was built around a group of young hitters that were, for the large part, unproven. Going into 2025, you were expecting steps forward for a lot of guys, but really Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman were the only ones who had actually done what you were expecting them to do in the past. I think you need something a little bit more bankable for this offense to kind of throw in the middle. I mean, putting even veteran leadership aside, which is obviously a big hole that this front office has to address as well. But just for, you know, to be able to plug in a Kyle Schwarber, a Cody Bellinger, somebody who, you know, knows how to go out there and hit 25 to 30 home runs, get on base, be that productive player, kind of persevere through slumps, which we've seen players on this Orioles team struggle to kind of get out of at times. You know, those kinds of traits are things that you really just have to, when you're developing, wait for them to come, but you can't bank on them to come. I mean, look at the Tigers and what they tried to do when they brought in Javier Baez and Eduardo Rodriguez a few years back. They thought they were ready to start contending, and now they're not winning ball games until they're at the very end of Javier Baez's contract, because it took so long for a lot of their young core to really round into form. I think the Orioles have done a great job in getting several of these guys in a position where they're ready to be major league regular players, but for them to be stars, for them to be winning caliber players who are able to put together a World Series roster, there just isn't a whole lot that you know you can bank on until you see it.
Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I guess things are going to heat up soon for you.
We shall see.
Don't hold your breath.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, we'll stick with the Orioles. Coming up next, a little all the young dudes, and we'll nail down on one dude in particular, Jackson Holliday. How do we grade his season? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.